Now, as you may have heard in the news today, horse trainer Gay Waterhouse, for something of a change of tone, Gay Waterhouse has been found guilty of two offences by Racing New South Wales. This is over her involvement in the More Joyous affair. Now, ahead of the verdict, Waterhouse had a bit of a crack at the inquiry, labelling it shoddy and an embarrassment to the sport of racing. ABC reporter Jennifer Browning was there and she joins you now. Jennifer, good evening.
Good evening.
What prompted that outburst from Gay Waterhouse?
Well, it was just basically this whole inquiry, as she said. She maintained that she was happy with the condition of the horse that she put forward to race on that day last month in April at the All Age Stakes at Royal Randwick. More Joyous was one of the favourites to win that race. It ran second last, and that's really where this whole inquiry started. We got most of it out of the way last week with John Singleton, Tom Waterhouse and all the other characters involved in it. But Gay Waterhouse was charged with two offences. One for failing to report the condition of More Joyous to stewards in the lead-up to the race, and two for failing to report the treatment of the horse in the lead-up to that race as well. Now, she pleaded not guilty. It was meant to be last Monday. She sought another adjournment to today. So we were in the inquiry today. As she basically, when they were going through everything, she was saying that if there was something wrong with her horse, she would have told them. And she said that her family had been dragged through the mud, that, the, as you said, the inquiry was shoddy and embarrassing to the sport of racing.
And the Queen is concerned.
Yes, she is. The Queen is also concerned, which at first we thought, oh, that must be a bit of a joke. But then we actually found out afterwards that Gay Waterhouse actually trained one of the Queen's horses, Carlton House. And she said, you know, this inquiry's been on every TV station, every newspaper around the world. And even the Queen said, what's going on with Gay Waterhouse in Australia? So it's on quite over, it's gone quite a way around the world. So
and,
it's quite
and
amazing.
Penalties?
Yes, so she's been fined $5,500. She said she only deserved a slap on the wrist.
That sounds like a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, exactly. It's not known whether she'll appeal that fine yet. Her lawyer said she intended to appeal, and then outside she said that she was disappointed with what the steward said. Chief Steward Ray Murray, he said that there was enough evidence to suggest that she should have told the stewards about the horse and how it had a sore neck in the lead up to the race, and also that there wasn't any excuse for her books not being up to date. So outside she said that she maintained her innocence, that she was happy with the horse she put forward to race, and she'll decide tonight whether she's going to appeal that fine. But I guess she's maintaining her innocence, and that's why she just doesn't want to pay the fine. She wants to prove her innocence.
Just finally, Jennifer Browning, are there any sign of consequences for Gay Waterhouse in her training? She's lost John Singleton's horses. Has there been any other sort of blow up as a result of this hearing?
Well, as she said, you know, her name and her family's name has been dragged through the mud throughout this inquiry. She said they've been treated like criminals through this. But I guess at this stage, it's just John Singleton who has sacked her. What happens next? Hopefully the Queen won't be on the phone tonight to tell her she's pulling her horse as well.
Indeed, we do fervently hope that will not be the case. Jennifer Browning, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
ABC reporter Jennifer Browning, who was on site when racehorse trainer Gay Waterhouse was today found guilty and fined 24 and a half after six.